Steve, been a good week on the back of that win last week?
Yeah, I think every training ground is always a positive place to be when you not only do you win a derby, but you win it and played as well as we did. So, the place has been full of beans.
And looking ahead to Charlton, people have this down as a game that you maybe should win. How do you approach it?
I don't think there's any game you should win in the Championship, whether you're top like Brighton are or whether you're bottom like Bolton is. I think every game is difficult, and we've seen that recently ourselves. This is a team that was comfortably 2-0 ahead in 5 minutes at the league leaders last week, should have been 4 ahead at the interval, and then find themselves losing a game that they'd probably be amused how they lost it. But that's the nature of football, and especially in the Championship, where it's the finest of margins. The man between the sticks at Brighton has two unbelievable saves to keep it 2-0, and you probably think at 3-0 it's done and dusted.
Looking at the game that you had at the weekend, looking back at it and reviewed it as you will have done, what pleased you most about the performance, Steve?
The performance was full of vigour, full of energy, full of people on the front foot, full of bravery for me, and I mean by that people getting on the ball. And of course, we scored one more goal than them, so that always makes it a good day. But I think there was not a player that you couldn't say performed well, and we had three or four players who performed at the top of the game. And to win games in this division, then you need that.
And looking squad wise, obviously you've got Berardi back from suspension. How's Sol Bamba looking this week?
Sol's back in training. I think the medical staff are almost intimating to me that Saturday might be, believe it or not, 2 days too early. And if the game was Monday, but it's not Monday, of course. But we'll give him every opportunity. But if the big man doesn't make Saturday, then he's fully and wholly available for Wolves for selection. So I'm always guided by the medical staff. I'm never one to overrule them, but I want Sol Bamba out there as quickly as I can. So I'll certainly give him every opportunity. But that's where the head of medical was hinting this morning.
Does the form of the other guys make it a little bit easier to try and give him a little bit more time if he needs it, when the guys that are like Belushi and Cooper are doing so well?
Yeah, I think both those lads have been outstanding in spells, and probably, would you say, a little bit shy where they should be in certain points of the matches. But I think both would be really pleased with how they've performed, and they'll know that Sol Bamba is a big player for this football club, and they know he's a type of character that I want to get on the pitch. So they'll know that when they see Sol out, that they've seen in the past few days, suddenly appears out the building and back on the training ground, they'll know that the competition for their shirt is under threat. So I think it's a good thing.
Chris Wood showed the world what he could do in a Leeds United shirt the weekend. You must have been pleased with how he went.
I was delighted for him, because, you know, there's a little saying in my family that everyone has feelings. And I think I've used it here before, but I think no one would have been wondering perhaps at times like Chris would have been, because he's got a reputation that's been hard-earned to score goals and be such a presence in the Championship. And I think for me, he played the first time I've seen him playing in a Leeds United shirt with the ability and the aggressive attitude that he's got was Saturday. But he set that benchmark, not just for me, for himself, for the supporters, and he's set the benchmark for what he's going to be judged now.
It seemed Leeds very much on the front foot of the weekend, and Liam Bristow at the heart of that. No sooner have you got him here, he's been linked with a move away. It was on the TV yesterday that Brighton are interested in him in January. Is that something that concerns you? Or?
No, because I know where there's another Bridcup, so I'm all right with that one. You know, we listen, media and agents get together and suddenly you have 2 and 2s make 107. That's what happens these days. But, you know, I've always said we have a commitment on all sides for Liam to be extended, and should someone permanent change that, then we have to respect that. But it's not just Liam Bridcut that made us good on Saturday, and it's not just Liam that would be the person that could do that role. But I love the kid, and I'm hoping that, you know, if he's a choice between Leeds and the league leaders, it's only the fact that they're top of the league would make him choose the league leaders. For every other statistic going in the planet, he would choose Leeds United. So I'm still hoping that would be at the front of his mind, and he certainly intimated to me he wants to be around here. So I'll listen to Liam and the people here rather than watch the television.
We've spoken about the former Wood, Adeyemi, outstanding, probably the best we've seen of him in a Leeds shirt as well.
Well, I think Tom said it himself, because of his physical attributes, you know, his size and his build, and people naturally perhaps think he's a sitting midfield player, and I've never seen Tom Adeyemi as a sitting midfield player. I've always seen him as someone who can get around the pitch, and that's a major asset, because, you know, with the physical attributes he's got, and he gets into full flow and he gets passing and moving, he's very difficult to stop. So it doesn't mean he'll play on Saturday, of course, but he done a good job for us.
You did tweak it a little bit last week. Is there a chance you might tweak it back this week? Or
yeah, I think there is. I think you learn very quickly in the Championship that it's particular teams and shapes and systems for certain opposition. But it's not about whether you play 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1, 4-4-2. It's, you know, we just want to go and play football. And if we play football with the right application, you know, we'll win. I thought we'd more entries into the final third than we've had at any other game on Saturday against Hull. We'd more times did we have more Leeds United players in the opponent's box on Saturday. So all the statistics showed is that we looked as if at times we'd set up with a 4-1-4. So, you know, it's a 4-1-5. So it's we'll pick the right team, we'll.
People say that players make formations, and they were all at it at the weekend. I guess they've set themselves a standard now, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a great Scottish manager who sadly no longer wears, says, well, if you're in doubt what to do with the ball, son, put the ball in the net, and then we'll discuss the options later. So when it comes to tactics and systems and shapes, it really is players that make that happen in a positive way or a negative way. And what we've seen against Hull City is we had 11 Leeds United players, or 14 in the end, making it positive.
I know there was a disappointment at the back-to-back defeats, but it's 9 points out of 15. It's not a bad ratio, is it? So if you can keep that kind of momentum going, you're certainly going to go up the table.
It doesn't feel like that when you're sitting here as me. I think the expectation at this football club is you have to win every game, or certainly be in every game that you play. I think with a couple of games, certainly, and one of them we let ourselves down badly, from me, from the head coach, down to the dressing room, all of us. And the only people that didn't let themselves down was the people who pay the hard-earned money to come in and see us. So my task here is to win every game we play. And it's certainly when the name Leeds United and Championship football is in the same sentence, you should have an application and ambition to believe you should win every game.
Is it nice that we've been able to concentrate on the football last week? Because it seems that we are. It seems quiet. It seems like something's wrong.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? There's been no stories for 2 or 3 days. I actually thought people like yourself and Phil Nutt and Lee had gone on holiday. You know, I think there's not been much happening. So, you know, but it's a sign if we win games and people concentrate on the football and people can look forward to going to Charlton and down to the Midlands to face Wolves on Thursday, and that's what it should be. We should have Leeds United supporters should be talking about the team, should be talking about the players, should be talking about the next opponent, should be talking about a run of games and no talking about what goes on in the boardroom or what goes on behind the scenes, because we really can't affect that, any of us, but we can affect what happens on the pitch.
It's a busy period coming up. Are you very much let's get Saturday out of the way and see what we've got for the game after, or are you already planning who might need to play where?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. Our president was fairly vocal that the fixture changes, if you like, to accommodate live matches are a real hindrance if you're the staff or the players at Leeds United. But it's why we have a squad of players. So there's going to be some team selections perhaps in the next 4 or 5 matches where supporters would say, well, why are you playing him and why are you playing this one? Because we have to make sure that we pick a team that's ready to play football, and no picking a team that's got knocks or stranger injuries, because the minimum we have to do is put 11 players out there who's 100% ready to play.
Got to ask you about the cup tie. Was it thrown up Rotherham again? Quick chance to get your own back for that defeat the other week?
Well, it's a quick chance for us to redo a wrong, if you like. We know it's very easy afterwards to get emotional, but in the cold light of day, when you 24, 48 hours later, when you do your analysis, we make 6 chances, which 4 are golden chances. They make 1 chance and take it. That makes it particularly hard to take, but the cup tie will take care of himself, really. I just hope that it's only about football and not about some of the, I don't know what you call it, some of the nonsense that went on around it. I've played my old club now, so that's done and dusted. We congratulated them, and we thought we conducted ourselves in a pickle manner afterwards, for the days afterwards. And we just have to make sure that when they come, I said before that game, they're coming with a team coach full of players that are very spirited, will give everything they possibly can, and it shows you by having that attitude that you can win matches. And you know, we congratulated them, but we want to make sure we're in the next round, and to do that, we need to beat them.
Christmas coming up, Steve. What does Steve Evans want for Christmas?
I think a good campaign for the team. I think I've always said it, you know, I can't expect to go and knock on the president's door if I'm asking him to spend money to stay in a mid-table pack. I've never done it in my previous clubs. Maybe I should rewrite that and say my previous clubs, I was always fighting for promotion. But I wouldn't go and do that. But I want to be knocking on his door with a real positive vibe, and I know how much he'll support me. He's told me that. I don't need to doubt it. We're working on different scenarios now, but I have to give him the option that we'd be investing that money to take this team up to near that top group, and we can achieve that. But Christmas will have a big say in whether we can really do it or not.
Do